The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin. Joined as always by Pizza Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How you doing?
Ready to be done.
Ready to be done. All right.
Guess what time 11 is. We're still on 11.
We're on a time crunch. We got to go. We got to get our gabagool. Coming up on this week's show, EBT, Geeks, Autopin, Civil War, Trump, Israel, Ukraine, all that nonsense. If you would, go by ProWrestlingGeeks.com/ShiningWizards, buy a shirt that would help out Vince's crack habit. Now he doesn't have a crack habit. It's more of a hobby.
Yeah, it's a hobby.
All right, let's get into some TV news. Filming has wrapped on the Friday the 13th prequel series Crystal Lake. That should be coming out probably in the next couple of months on Peacock. So there you go. The two-hour series finale of Stranger Things will be getting a theatrical release. The episode titled The Right Side Up will premiere on Netflix and in more than 350 movie theaters on December 31st at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern. And it'll go through the next day, January 1st. So this is the first time an episode of a Netflix show will be in theaters. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Vince, we have a passing. June Lockhart, the mother best known from Lassie and Lost in Space, passed away this week at the age of 100.
Who got that point?
Nobody. Nobody took her this year.
Nobody took her?
We've took her for the last 6 years. 1 year we don't take her. No points. She passes, so... Yeah, I had to double check because I swore one of us took her, but nope. Netflix has announced we are getting a Crash Bandicoot animated series.
Oh, my.
It might be okay.
Well,
just as long as they don't Witcher it.
It's a black chick.
Yeah, Crash is a black chick.
Where my snap at?
Vince, this is just for you. The Scrubs reboot.
Oh, fuck you.
Will debut February 25th at 8 Eastern, back-to-back episodes on ABC. The original cast is back with all new additions, so there you go. Hulu has announced that the King of the Hill continuation, they're calling it renewed for seasons 16 and 17. So you're getting two more of the new Bobby Hill Sushi Chef show.
Have you watched it? I made it through an episode, and I'm like, can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah, at least you gave it a shot. So, we have an update on Doctor Who. Will no longer be a part of Disney Plus. Disney has canceled their agreement with Doctor Who. The show will return in 2026. With a new Christmas special written by Russell T. Davies, there's your problem. Director of drama at BBC said, we'd like to thank Disney Plus for being a terrific global partner. BBC remains fully committed to Doctor Who, blah, blah, blah. We can assure fans the Doctor is not going anywhere, and we will be announcing plans for the next series in due course, which will ensure the TARDIS remains at the heart of the BBC. Basically, what happens is, even for Disney, Doctor Who got too woke. The black guy that was playing the Doctor he thought of it as a role, whereas the Doctor is more like a cultural icon. You have to put more into it than just reading the lines. And they gate it all up. So, yeah. Too gay for Disney. What's that tell you?
Yeah, well, there clearly wasn't enough kids in it.
Well, there you go.
They didn't buck Zoom off that shit hard enough.
Rock and roll, baby. All right, let's get to some movie news. Vince, there is a video game called Finding Frankie. Have you heard of this?
Sure.
You do know what it is?
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Finding Frankie is a survival horror adventure set within a twisted neon-lit world of Henry Hotline, Frankie, and Deputy Duck. I don't know what this is, but you are getting a movie based on this. Produced by the guy that's doing Mortal Kombat. So it almost sounds like a Five Nights at Freddy's ripoff. But that's Vince, we now have our writer for the Buck Rogers movie. Zeb Wells, who wrote Deadpool and Wolverine. Project is based on Armageddon 2419 that introduced Buck Rogers in 1928, a coal mine inspector who awakens from suspended animation 500 years to find him in the middle of a planetary war. So it's a origin movie.
No Erin Gray.
She's got to have a cameo, right? Right?
And that ass in those fucking tights.
I know it. Black Phone 2. Which I swear was just in theaters, will be released on digital November 4th, so in 3 more days, less than a month after its theatrical release, which is insane to me.
Sure.
The film made $90 million globally on a $30 million budget.
Oh, good.
So it tripled its money. So, the Call of Duty movie, Vince.
Oh, yeah?
They're calling in the big guns for this movie. Taylor Sheridan, who wrote Sicario and did Yellowstone and all of those, is going to co-write the movie with Peter Berg, who did like Lone Survivor, Deepwater Horizon, stuff like that. Shooter, I think he did. And Peter Berg is going to direct. So Paramount's throwing a lot of money at this. So
good.
We'll see. These two things slipped in. These were TV news. This is my bad. MTV has canceled Ridiculousness after 14 years and 46 seasons. What will Chanel West Coast do now?
What did she do before?
I don't know. The Japanese show Sentai Warriors, which was the inspiration for Power Rangers, is ending after 50 years, according to local Japanese news reports. So, end of an era. Last thing for actual movie news now, that because I messed up the script. We looks like we have a front runner to buy Warner Brothers.
Disney.
No. Netflix. Netflix is actively exploring a bid for Warner Brothers. They have retained the financial advisor who got Skydance to buy Paramount. Netflix has also been granted access to the data room, which contains the financial details needed to make a bid. It looks like Netflix is very serious about this. So
they're going to put everything behind the paywall.
Yep. So there you go. That's it for movie news this week. Let's go to comic book news. Vince, do you remember Weird Tales?
The comic series?
Yes.
Yes.
The pulp magazine, like, started back in the 20s.
Yeah.
Had, like, H.P. Lovecraft and Ray Bradbury stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting a graphic novel of it. Main cover by Kelly Jones, who did Sandman, and Eric Powell, who does Goon, will do a Lovecraft cover. It is an 8.5x11 prestige hardcover. It's going to adapt several of the more famous stories, like Ray Bradbury's The Scythe, Robert Howard's Skulls and the Stars, which is going to be redone by Steve Niles, who did 30 Days of Night. So I think that's coming out in February, but don't quote me on that. So that's going to be might have to have your local shop order that for you. But I think it's gonna have like 10 to 12
right?
stories, huh?
Call of Cthulhu was in that,
yes.
right?
Yes. I don't know if they're adding that one or if there's copyright issues or, you know. But yeah, so that may be I have to go see if your comic shop can order it for you. So your recommendations for comics that came out this week. The first three are tied into the Age of Revelation X-Men event. Radioactive Spider-Man #1, The Last Wolverine #1, X-Men Book of Revelation number 1, Thundercats Lost issue 7, Undead Iron Fist 2, Ninja Turtles 12, Space Ghost 4, and Silverhawks issue 9. So there you go. All right. A little bit of wrestling news this week. I don't have a lot. There was a report earlier in the week that Barry Windham had said that his brother-in-law, Mike Rotunda, of course, father of Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt, of course, he was IRS and many other things, that he was in hospice. The Rotunda family, through Mike's daughter, Mika, released a statement to clarify. She says that her uncle Barry misspoke, but not intentionally. Mike Rotunda is not in hospice, but is instead in a rehabilitation center. He suffered a massive heart attack on September 20th and was in a coma for a week. He spent over a month in the hospital. He has since transitioned to a rehab center where the family remains hopeful and focused on his recovery. They expressed gratitude for the outpouring of love and support after Barry had misspoke. But yeah, so he's not in hospice. He's in rehab. Had a horrible heart attack. So that is why Bo Dallas has not been on wrestling for like a month and a half, 2 months now. So yeah. So it's good news because it's not hospice, but it's still some pretty tough news there.
Right.
The only other thing I have for wrestling, sorry, I'm dying, this week is there was a story, an interview that Devon Dudley did a couple weeks ago. It said that there was, he claimed that a WWE higher up when he was there didn't like him because he was black. Okay? Devon has confirmed now who the higher up was he was talking about. JR, Jim Ross.
Oh my.
Yeah. So JR hasn't said anything about it, but yeah, we'll see. I mean, I imagine that, a short, fat, white guy from Oklahoma is a racist.
who would have thought?
Who was born in the 50s. Who'd have fucking thought, right? That's really all I have for wrestling news this week. Vince, is there anything for video games in 40 minutes?
Well, that's the last story. Roblox stock slide after Q3 report suggests increased safety investments. There's too many Buck Zumhoffs on Roblox. Half-Life 3 rumor surge. Could Valve drop HLX in November?
Shit. I'll believe when I see it.
They're not. No. Battlefield 6 Red Sex mixed Steam reviews ignite a firestorm. Quote, this is not why I bought Battlefield 6. Okay, you don't have to play it.
A lot of people are liking it, though, saying it's a Call of Duty killer.
Yeah, good. Awesome. I hope it does well. Valve does not get anywhere near enough criticism for the gambling mechanics it uses to monetize games, DayZ creator Dean Hall says.
Yep.
The Counter-Strike thing, the knives now worth nothing.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I've got over 1,000 hours in that game, and I haven't got shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it
to be fair, the DayZ guy needs to work on collision detection in your game when it comes to cars. Just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on the road and I'm in a tree.
Yeah.
How the fuck did that happen?
Quit bitching about shit you can't control. The last thing I have is the new Fortnite mini event starts at 11 today.
Yes.
Eastern. It's The Simpsons.
It's, and then downtime for roughly 5 hours, I believe, and a 40 gig download for the new season.
It's 40?
I think so.
I thought it was. Okay. Yeah, I think people were bitching about it. I can't remember. People were bitching about it. 5 hours?
Yeah.
Oh.
The map is 1/3 size smaller. It's bigger than a reload map, but smaller than a normal map. Lobbies are 80 instead of 100 because of the shrunk map size. You're getting sidekicks. There's a lot going on. So.
Yeah. The Simpsons. We're going to Moe's first.
Yes, we are.
We got to find Moe's.
And get your steamed hams.
Yeah.
So
I hate The Simpsons, but I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah. Bart Slingshot Mythic. I don't know if that's real, but we'll see. Oh
my God, could you imagine?
I know Evil Homer and Witch Marge are bosses. And when you, I saw a gameplay footage yesterday, and when you kill a boss, a hologram Nelson pops up and goes, ha ha. Apparently there are Easter eggs all throughout the map and things. And when you thank the bus driver, it says your username thanked Otto the bus driver.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
I might have to start thanking the bus driver now.
Yep.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. Music news. There's a couple of things. Radiohead's Tom York has come under fire. Some people are saying he's a Nazi because he said he would absolutely not perform in Israel. Yep. Look, I wasn't a Radiohead fan, but if you're trying to get me.
Yeah. You're doing a good job.
I'm doing a good job here. The only other thing I have, Vince, is a passing. Dave Ball, one half of Soft Cell, the synth pop group, passed away at the age of 66 this week. No cause of death I could find. So that does indeed suck. So, all right. With that, it's time for Song of the Week. We'll plug our friends. And no top 10 this week because I got lazy. So when we come back, we're going to Clown World. They're playing in Central Park. And she's out and he's shouting at the gate. Billy didn't tell you everything. Or did he mention the magic day? When I faded out from a fake tree.
And that's my new man history will die. I said no. The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Woot.
All right, let's go to Clown World. Did you see the stories this week? The ceasefire over there in Israel is nope. Israel started striking on Gaza. Both sides are saying the other violated the ceasefire. Hamas denies it, so Israel's bombing them again. So there you go.
What Hamas is left?
Yeah, right. An Afghan migrant in Germany. Who fatally stabbed a 2 and a 41-year-old, was found not guilty or not criminally responsible for his actions and will serve no prison time because Germunky. Yeah.
You know, if you're scared, the American Revolution was only fought with 3% of the people that were living here at the time.
Yep. And it was over taxes.
Yeah. So.
Just saying. The FBI says they thwarted a potential terrorist attack and arrested multiple subjects in Michigan who are allegedly plotting a violent attack over the Halloween weekend. This comes right after there was reports that Kash Patel and went after Kristi Noem and one of her top advisors for them wanting to explore more of the Charlie Kirk murder. And then, hey, look over here. We stopped the terrorism thing. Don't look at the Charlie Kirk thing. So,
hey, we got a bunch of brown people trying to kill white people. Shh.
Yeah, exactly. Shh. A Minnesota anarchist TikToker, which my brain hurts saying that, who was arrested for placing a bounty on Attorney General Pam Bondi, was released from jail without bail because Minnesota monkey. So I'm putting monkey at the end of everything. Vince, I think we're heading to spicy time here because senior Trump cabinet members, including Stephen Miller, Marco Rubio, Kristi Noem, and others, have reportedly moved their residences to U.S. military bases, citing safety concerns. Shortly after this story came out, the Pentagon ordered the National Guard to create quick reaction forces nationwide by January that may respond to, quote, riots and civil unrest within the U.S. borders, end quote.
You know, they won't be going after these leftist fucking commies, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Just giving you a heads up, boy.
Yep.
There it is.
Trump may or may not be going to attack Venezuela. There, you know, oil. Don't buy Russian oil. Buy Venezuelan oil owned by America.
Well, they didn't realize that they had oil. Fuck, they didn't have to go overseas. They just had to go across the Gulf.
Right, yeah. Strike them from Puerto Rico. Hey, Juan. Buckingham Palace. Well, this was an update to the Prince Andrew story from last week. The artist formerly known as Prince Andrew will now just be Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. He has been evicted from the royal residence and will have all his titles removed.
Did you say Mountbatten?
Mountbatten.
Oh, I thought you said Mountbatten. That makes sense.
Yeah, right. But a New Jersey police officer has been charged with misconduct because fucking New Jersey. After prosecutors say he didn't respond to and properly investigate reports of a shooting that turned out to be a double murder, he stopped at an ATM and then went and got a pizza instead.
Oh, he went and got a pie?
Yeah.
Good for him. Hey.
Tony McGabagool over here. Yeah, I get to your shootings in a minute. Hey, it was a Tony guy. Yeah, I'd be dead there.
Yeah.
All right. Former resident Obama is calling on governments worldwide to suppress dissenting opinions, urging a global crackdown on what he is describing as the dangerous free speech of polarizing voices.
What?
Obama is what we call in our circle a hard R. So.
Yeah. Yes. And a communist. So.
Yes. And not American, by the way. According to his own brother. His own brother. So. This Arctic Frost in operation that the FBI did, which apparently CBS, NBC, ABC are not covering. This just gets worse and worse. Jack Smith, who was a prosecutor, apparently subpoenaed Ted Cruz's cell phone records from AT&T. AT&T was ordered by the judge from disclosing the subpoena to Cruz. The judge told AT&T that if Cruz was informed, he would destroy evidence and imperil national security. This is the same judge, Judge Bausberg-Menstein.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. This is the guy who let Ray Epps off scot-free for January 6th. Yeah, and so he banned AT&T from telling a sitting U.S. senator that the FBI was spying on his personal phone. This, I think we're up to now 20 members of Congress that was being spied on by the FBI. And by the way, the agents at the FBI that were doing this, old Kash Patel promoted them all last month. Weird, huh? We're just saying. A judge in, I believe, Massachusetts, if I'm reading this correctly. Yes, I am. Said has ordered the Trump administration to use emergency funds to fund the SNAP program for November due to the continuing government shutdown. A judge can't tell the president to do this, so I don't know how this is going to do. I think Trump is going to ask a higher court for a ruling or whatever, but you already have a lot of, let's call them people, on social media saying, hey, we're going to start rioting. We're going to just go into Walmart and start taking. You ain't going to stop us. You can't stop us all. I'm getting grape drink and rotisserie chickens. You fuck you, right? So if a judge can tell the executive branch what to do, then that means the judiciary runs the country.
Well, the thing is that the judge said you can't do it, but that judge didn't say they had to stop. So the SNAP is still off, I believe.
I don't know, but be careful, because you may be in Walmart and, you know.
Fucking Planet of the Apes, man.
Right. Last bad story of the, or no, two more. The House Oversight Committee, through their investigation, has deemed all President Biden executive actions null and void, including pardons that were performed by White House staff and signed by the auto pen. This has been turned over to the Department of Justice for their, you know, continuation with this. This gets tricky with one thing, well, a lot of things. One, all the pardons would be null and void, including yours, Fauci. But two, was Ketanji Brown Jackson's appointment to the Supreme Court signed with an auto pen? If yes, and it becomes null and void, then that means every Supreme Court ruling that we've had with her sitting on the bench would then be null and void. And then all types of fuckery, wackiness ensues. So it's kind of up to the Department of Justice right now. So I look for nothing to happen, because it never does. You never see consequences unless you're a normal person. All right, Vince, the last bad story of the week. How do you feel about this? Trump has ordered the Pentagon to start testing nukes for the first time since 1992.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
Because where are you going to do it at? Bikini Atoll?
New Mexico? Oh, ooh, you know where they could? Portland.
We tested it in Portland.
Eh. I can't tell if they turned them into mutants. No, they just always look like that. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to start testing nuclear weapons. Trump said if other countries are doing it, we're going to do it too. Ugh, this is bad. This is quite bad.
This is really bad, Ben.
Yeah. Right? Jake can't save this one. Yeah. It's going to be, you know, years in the future where fucking Jake turned into Bender. It's just going to be bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's not good. Nukes. Yay. Mm. All right. The last story of the week, and the good end on a good note. Vince, Tim Sweeney. Do you know that name?
Yeah, I do, but God damn it.
He was the founder and CEO of Epic.
Yeah, that's right.
Epic Games. He has become one of the largest private landowners in North Carolina. He has bought tens of thousands of acres of land all the way from the Blue Ridge all the way to the coast. But what he's doing with it is he is turning them over to conservation groups so they will not be developed. So to keep them as the wilderness, basically. Apparently he has done, let's see, over 54,000 acres.
Nice.
Yeah. So he's donating it before it can be developed to save the natural habitats. And so, yeah, that's good. Go outside. There is an outside out there, at least a little bit left.
Yeah.
Woods is good. So Vince, short and sweet this week. You got any final thoughts?
We'll keep your stick on the ice. If women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Watch yourself out there this coming month, especially if, you know, people don't be getting their benefits.
Yeah, because that's why it's delayed. Because the judge doesn't have any, from what I read, is that it was more of a suggestion more than you're going to do it.
Right. The judge has no power. Yeah.
And they can argue it. And yeah.
But I mean, you know, you may be in there trying to get some milk and bread and, you know, things go sideways. There could be a riot, you know.
And I think most of the people, since we got time, I'm going to rant here. People are pissed because motherfuckers with nails 5 inches long and fucking fake hair that's blue down their fucking hips are, you know, bitching that they can't get shit for free.
Well, there's that, and then there's also, yeah, we do have time, we got like 20 minutes.
And they're in their bins with the fucking rims and the fucking stereo system, and
right. Yeah, but the other thing is that Congress is still getting paid.
Oh, sure. Well, we're still being taxed.
Right. So how are we still paying taxes if the thing shut down? It's kind of like, how is Ghislaine Maxwell still in prison if she didn't traffic kids to nobody?
Right. Yeah, nothing has shut down. I'm still paying fucking taxes.
Yeah. We still have to pay. They're still getting paid. They've voted
and doing nothing, 14
times
way.
Now? Yeah. Trump wants to do the nuclear option to get it reopened, which would be, one, I don't know how legality-wise, I don't know how that works with have voting in Congress and procedures and all, but the nuclear option is only 51 votes to do it instead of the 60. Right now, it's 54 to open. So if he decides to go nuclear option, it'd be reopened tomorrow.
The Republicans have 53 seats, right?
Yes. And then one independent.
And it takes 60.
It takes 60.
And Democrats have did 10 times they've voted
14
it down.
Times.
Okay, 14 times.
Yeah. So all it would take is, you know, if they go nuclear option, it's open. But all it would take is 6 Democrats going, you know what? This is hurting fucking everybody. We got to get this shit reopened.
Well, one of them cocksuckers said, oh, yeah, it's going to be painful for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got to win.
That's exactly. And Fetterman, you know, old cousin Lurch there, we've made fun of, actually, you know, the bolts on his neck sparked and he had a good idea going, we just got to fucking get this thing reopened.
Right.
Get rid of what's holding it up, apparently, from what everybody's saying, is the Democrats want billions and billions for illegals.
Right.
Benefits. Medical and food and all this for illegals. That's what's holding it up. Because they want to have those people be able to vote for them. It's a power thing.
Yeah, no, don't pay for illegals. Fuck them.
Well, that's what the Republicans are saying. We're not doing that. We don't
My
have the money for that.
My insurance is going up. You know what? Fuck off. And I work. I'm here legally. Fuck off.
Yeah.
We're just going to start rolling these motherfuckers.
The people, really the people most against it are the ones that came here legally.
Ugh.
They are pissed.
I know a feller.
Yeah. Yeah. Love Palace indeed. But
yeah, the Love Palace. Yeah. I know a feller. He's the most racist motherfucker when it comes to illegal aliens.
Oh, yeah. Everybody come to GM receiving and you illegals get the fuck out. Yeah.
How come I have to jump through all these hoops, buddy?
And pay a lot of money. And yeah. So it's... the ones that did it legally are quite pissed off. But yeah, the Democrats want money for illegal aliens to have stuff instead of a ticket the fuck out. So But yeah, all it would take is 51 to reopen if they decide to go against the filibuster and go nuclear option. But like I said, procedure-wise, I don't know how that works with all the stupid laws and stuff they have. So I don't know. We're 1 month into the shutdown. I think this is the longest shutdown in history now.
I'm still getting taxed.
Yep.
I'm still paying taxes. Pay.
Yeah.
This done nothing for me.
Yeah.
But a bunch of crybaby cocksuckers in Washington, D.C. I know where you can test the nuke.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Let's wrap this up. I'm starting to get all militant.
All right. Well, hopefully we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.